I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, and it's good news about salvation through Messiah Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, because this message and this message alone is the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes this message and then becomes loyal to the three-in-one God, first to the Jewish people and then to the Gentiles. Shalom, this is Rabbi Lauren coming to you live by Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael with Jesus Made Me Kosher. Well, today is the fourth day of Passover, and today I want to talk about this holiday of Passover and the holiday of Matzah, unleavened bread, and I want to focus on their spiritual meaning, which is getting rid of sin within each one of us and then getting rid of sin within our communities of messianic Christian faith. We had our Passover Seders Friday night and Saturday night, and they were well attended and they were blessed and they were great. There's nothing like a Shema Passover Seder. But the holiday of Passover is not over. It lasts for a whole week. And so those of us who want to participate in the traditional observance of this holiday will continue eating matzah for a total of 7 days, starting with the beginning of Passover. If you want to follow Jewish tradition, nothing with yeast or leaven is eaten during this time. Now, one reason why we eat matzah is to remind ourselves of Israel's hasty departure out of Egypt. By eating matzah during this time, we remember then that when God did save us from Egypt, from slavery, from misery, from hard toil, from death, he redeemed us so quickly that there wasn't even time for our bread to rise. And so we eat matzah to remember our hasty departure out of Egypt. But there's another reason why we eat unleavened bread. Throughout the scriptures, leaven is very often used as a symbol, and often as a symbol for sin. Just as a little bit of yeast can spread and leaven an entire batch of dough, so a little bit of sin can spread and permeate the life of an individual, a community of believers, or a nation. Sin, my friends, is dangerous and deadly. Passover and matzah, these God-ordained holidays, are designed by God to teach us important lessons, moral lessons, spiritual lessons, that the God who is kadosh, 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 holy, 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 infinitely holy, this God wants us to become kadosh, holy. He wants us to overcome sin, which is a very real thing. He wants us to remove the sin from our individual lives and also from the lives of our new covenant communities, whether it's a messianic congregation like ours or a church. Now, in ancient times, before a batch of leavened dough was baked into bread, part of the dough was pinched off and then set aside. Later, that piece of leavened dough was added to a new batch of flour, leavening the new batch. And then part of that dough was pinched off and set aside, and that leavened the new batch, and then the new batch, the new batch. You get the idea. This symbolizes the very real and devastating cycle of sin, which began with our first parents, Adam and Eve. They rebelled against the Lord and joined the rebellion of the fallen angels. As a result, some terrible things happened. Adam and Eve were alienated from their good creator God. And they weren't just alienated from God. Their very nature was affected by the fall. They became corrupt, their body, their soul, their spirit. They were not headed to death. They were headed to death, not life. They were headed now to hell, not heaven. Their corrupted nature and their fallen destiny was transmitted to all of the following generations, door to door, generation to generation, like leavened bread is pinched off and then added to a new batch, leavening the new batch. And then the leaven dough from that new batch is pinched off and added to yet another new batch. The reality is that all of humanity is alienated from the good and holy Creator. Humanity, we are dead in our trespasses and sins. Dead. We are cursed with a fallen nature. And we are unable to get ourselves out of this situation. We are unable to save ourselves, unable to transform ourselves, unable to give ourselves a new godly nature. Rabbi Paul, in his wonderful book of Romans, in the third chapter, makes this crystal clear. Listen to these words. Jews and Gentiles alike, Paul writes, are all under the power of sin. Under the power of sin. As it is written, and now Paul will quote Psalm 14, which was written by wonderful King David. There is no one righteous, not even one human being. There is no one who understands enough. There is no one who seeks God enough. Everyone has turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Well, my friends, this is the human condition, that we are under sin. We are not right with God. We're not seeking Him. We have turned away. We're not good. Now, to back this up even more and to make this even stronger, Paul will go through various parts of the human body. He quotes these parts from scriptures and shows that every aspect of who we are has been affected by sin. I really like what he does here. In verse 13 of Romans chapter 3, he writes, their throats are like open graves. So the throat is like an open grave. Their tongues practice deceit. So he goes from the throat to the tongue. The tongue practices deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Human beings' lips are like poisonous snakes. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. We don't use our mouths the way we should. Their feet are swift to shed blood. We use our feet to do wrong things like shedding blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace, they don't know. So now he talks about our ways, not just our parts of our bodies, but our ways. Ruin and misery mark our ways. And finally, the last verse, there is no fear of God before their eyes. So now he mentions the eyes, and human beings don't fear God and respect this awesome Creator God the way we should. So he talks about the throats, tongues, lips, mouths, feet, eyes have all been touched by sin. Our body, our minds, our nature, our inclinations, our ways are all under the power of sin. Who we are has been thoroughly corrupted, and we can't get ourselves out of this fallen nature state. Sin is a real and powerful force, and it is ruinous, and it is deadly, and our corrupt fallen nature is real, and our corrupt fallen nature is ruinous, and it is deadly. Now, here's the good news. The good news is that the power of sin and our corrupt nature can be overcome. They can be vanquished. We can have victory over the power of sin and over our corrupt nature. We can become new human beings, new men, new women who have a new nature, a nature that rejects rebellion against God, a new nature that loves God. We can have a new nature that wants to please God, a new nature that wants to serve God, to live for God, a new nature that wants to do what God wants. We can get a new nature and we can get a new power so that we can live for God, so that we can resist sin and temptation. We can get a new nature that is able to overcome the very real and powerful force of sin so that we can be righteous and holy and good. God designed these Jewish holidays, Passover and the holiday of Matzah or unleavened bread, to teach us the need for and the possibility of breaking this cycle of sin and the sin nature that has been transmitted from generation to generation to generation, from Adam and Eve to everyone who has come into this world apart from Messiah. How can we overcome the real and powerful force of sin? How can we overcome the real and destructive and ruinous sin nature that all of us are born into this life with? We overcome sin and the sin nature by knowledge and loyalty. Knowledge and loyalty. When we know that God is three and yet one, when we understand that Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah and the Savior of the world and our Passover Lamb, when we understand that Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, is pure and holy like matzah, without leaven, without sin, when we understand these truths, these realities, and then when we transfer our loyalties to the three-in-one God of Israel, wonderful things happen. We are saved. We are forgiven all of our sins. We are declared righteous. We become right with God. We are now in a right relationship with the living God. We are accepted by God. We are welcomed by God. We actually become his sons and daughters, which is an amazing thing. We become participants of great covenants that he has made. We become recipients of magnificent promises that he has given that include the promise of living forever, eternal life in the New Jerusalem, living as kings and queens and priests, wealthy heirs of the living and eternal God. How cool is that? When we transfer our loyalties to the three-in-one God of Israel, God the Father, Messiah the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, we receive the Holy Spirit. We are transformed by the Spirit of God who comes to us and lives in us in a whole new way. And we are given a new nature. We are born again. We receive a whole new nature, a good nature, a godly nature. And that new nature works with God. That new nature can be empowered by the Spirit of God so that we are able to resist temptation and more overcome sin so that we can live for God and serve God and do the will of God. My friends, the sons and daughters of God have a new nature. We can be victorious over sin and the sin nature. Rabbi Paul understood these truths. He understood these realities. And he used these Jewish holidays of Passover and matzah, unleavened bread, to remind Messiah's holy community in Corinth, the church in Corinth of their need to get rid of sin in their own individual lives and get rid of sin in the life of their community at Corinth. Listen to these words. This is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. As you really are. The sons and daughters of God have a whole new nature, and that is a reality. We are now like a new unleavened batch with a new godly nature. So get rid of the old yeast so that you can really live out that reality of the new nature. And then he goes on to say, for Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So first he talks about ridding ourselves of yeast, and that's matzah. And then he talks about Messiah, our Passover lamb. He's talking about these two Jewish holidays, Passover and unleavened bread. And then he goes on to say, therefore, let us keep the holiday, not with the old bread leavened with hatred and wickedness, but with the matzah, the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So treat each other with sincerity, with truth, not with hatred, not with wickedness. What's Paul saying? He is telling us that in a spiritual sense, Passover is incomplete without matzah. Passover must be celebrated with matzah, unleavened bread. The Passover lamb must be eaten with the matzah. Passover, which represents salvation, atonement, forgiveness, must be accompanied by matzah, a new nature, a new God-honoring morality. That wasn't happening in Corinth, at least not to a large degree. The church in Corinth was tolerating sin. Gross immorality, wickedness, division, pride, hatred. Those sins are incompatible with salvation and with our new nature, our transformation. Paul reminds them that sin is incompatible with their salvation. Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Paul reminds them that sin is incompatible with the reality of their new nature. Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. Let's keep the holiday, not with the old leavened bread of hatred and wickedness, but the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We can do just a little about sin in the world. I'm talking about the world. We can teach what is right and what is wrong to the world. We can stand for what is right. We can vote for what is right. We can try to enforce good standards for society. We can do a little about sin in the world. But we can and should do much more about sin in our own life and in the life of Messiah's New Covenant community. God wants us to judge sin and reject sin and get rid of sin in our own individual lives. We are to call it for what it is, sin, and not rename it and not ignore it and not justify it, and then reject it. And ask God to help us dislike it, and ask God for his grace to get rid of the sin in our lives. And he will help us. So we must reject sin, remove sin in our own individual lives. And we are to reject sin and remove sin in the life of Messiah's new covenant communities, in messianic congregations like ours or a church. We reject sin in the community. We call it for what it is, sin, rebellion against the will of God, disobedience. And we get rid of it by going to the unrepentant so-called believer who is engaging in sin and confront that individual. Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I wrote you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. If that was the case, you would have to leave this world. Well, that's funny. Paul's using a little Jewish humor here, my friends. He's not saying not to associate with the sexually immoral people in the world, or the greedy, the materialistic, the cheaters, the idolaters, those who put other things before God, because we'd have to leave this world because that's what the world is filled with. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or a sister. This is a person who claims to be a Christian. This is a person who claims to be a Messianic Jew. You must not associate with a brother or sister who is sexually immoral or greedy and materialistic and focused on more and more acquisition of material things, or an idolater, or a slanderer, or a drunkard, someone who's got a very serious drinking problem, or a cheat, a swindler. Don't even eat with such people who claim to be Christians or Messianic Jews, but their lives are characterized by these sins. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the community? Are you not to judge those inside, though? Yes. And the answer is yes. We judge those inside. We confront them. We challenge them to stop their sin, or we have to exercise some church discipline. God will judge those outside the community. As for you, you expel the wicked person from among you. Paul's instructing us to exercise church discipline and remove those who are involved in serious sin and are unwilling to turn away from it. It is our overly permissive society, this is not something that we feel comfortable with, but it's something that we need to do within our communities to maintain the purity of the church. And I hope that your church is doing that. And I encourage you to encourage your church leadership to exercise church discipline and let them know that you will support them when they need to do so. My friends, we must not allow sin to go unchecked in our lives or in the lives of our communities. We must get rid of our old sin nature and crush it and starve it and help it to stay weak and dead. We must nurture and encourage and feed our new nature. Just as we systematically cleanse our homes of leaven to celebrate Passover and then eat matzah for 7 days, so we must remove sin from our communities and also search our hearts and ask God to reveal and remove any sin from our individual lives so that we break this cycle of sin and overcome the sin nature and enjoy all the blessings that come from Messiah, our Passover lamb, who is also the true matzah, unleavened, pure, holy. Messiah, our Passover lamb and the true matzah, has made it possible to overcome Satan and sin and the sin nature and death. Well, you're listening to Rabbi Lauren, and this is Jesus Made Me Kosher. I want to ask for your help with something. We are sponsoring a conference for Messianic Jewish believers and their families on May 26th. And I would like to ask your help informing Jewish believers in Jesus, Messianic Jews, about this special gathering to encourage them and bless them. If there are Messianic Jews that you know, would you please mention this event and urge them to contact us? I want them to know that there are other Jewish believers in this area and invite them to be part of a support network that will encourage them in their most holy faith. Shalom, shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the 3-in-1 God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.